This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. My first guest this week is a journalist, lawyer, writer, and TV producer. Nancy Grace will be joining us. Later on, Bogey Latiner will be here from the All Girls Garage. There's a new book out called Crash Detectives, written by Christine Negroni. We'll be here to talk about that. It's a fascinating book. September is Suicide Awareness Month. Dr. Kara McNulty will be here to chat about that from the American Ninja Warriors, one of its co-hosts. My friend Akbar Bajabiamila will be joining us from Ripley's Believe It or Not. Ed Meyer will be here to talk about presidential memorabilia during this presidential campaign. Country music star Rhonda Vincent will be joining us, and discussing fraud in the government assistance program will be Mike Limburger. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
We are live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi Today. Our next guest, who I'm a huge fan of, okay, was with us about a month ago. And the reason she was is she was talking about the three installments of her Haley Dean Mysteries, which are airing on the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries channel. And, of course, we went through two of those. And coming up this week will be the third and final episode, which is called A Will to Kill.
Yeah, Will to Kill, yes.
Nancy Grace is here. Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Inviting me. I'm happy to be here.
We had such a good time the last time you were on the show. Just it was only about a month ago, and I had so many people tell me, I got, you know, emails from across the country saying, boy, Nancy Grace, what a terrific interview. And I have to be honest with you, it's always nice interviewing people that interview for a living. It makes life a lot easier, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Thank you so much, and I'm proud to be here, and I'm proud about the movie. But I got to tell you, this was a very emotional process, because I've been writing Haley Dean Murders and Mysteries since I left inner city Atlanta prosecuting felonies.
Yes.
And I went to New York to start a show at Court TV called Cochran and Grace.
Right.
Now, Johnny Cochran, the star that he was the it guy. He would go off after our show every night, go to dinners and parties and get-togethers. I didn't know anybody in the whole city. I'd go home to my little apartment. I was so lonely, and I missed the courtroom so much. I started writing Haley Dean Murder Mysteries. That's how I started writing it. Now, I never would really address what happened to Haley's fiancé. Translation, my fiancé, Keith, who was murdered just before our wedding.
Right.
In these three movies on Hallmark, Haley goes back and because it's the cold case of her fiancé's murder. It's never been solved. It's a really big deal.
I didn't realize that portion of the tripod, if you will, dealt with your situation, because I'm aware of the fact that your fiancé was shot and killed. After that, I mean, you felt that there was nothing else left, and now you're married with twins. By the way, how are the twins?
You know what? They are really the joys of my life. You know, love comes to you in so many ways. After Keith was murdered, I never thought that I would have a family. I never thought I would marry. I never thought there could be anyone else. And it's like when people ask you, which is your favorite child? You know, I don't have a favorite child. I love them both so much, and they're so different. And that's what happened 20 years plus after Keith's murder.
Wow.
I wouldn't let myself remarry. I wouldn't let myself really have joy in my life. Mm-hmm. I always sabotaged it in some way. I married, and I had the twins. And I have the most love in my life that I could ever imagine.
That's great.
It's a miracle in my life.
That's great. And you deserve that, too. You're a hard worker. You're a good person. And absolutely, that should be part of your life. A very dear friend of mine who I used to have on the show, she was a little girl playing in a movie called Matinee, Kelly Martin. I had her on a couple of weeks ago talking about these episodes. She's quite a girl.
She is incredible, and I love her to bits. I love being on the set with her up in Vancouver. I love hearing about her children. She's a wonderful mother. And this is my story about Kelly. When I was pregnant, I had never met Kelly. Okay, so this was 10 years ago. Twins are 10 now. I had a very difficult pregnancy, okay? I got pregnant at 47.
Wow.
I gave birth at 48. Lucy and I almost died in childbirth. I was pregnant. I had a really hard pregnancy, and I would binge on Mystery Woman, okay? So when I first met with Hallmark, we were talking about turning a book into a movie and the Haley Dean character, and I said, listen, you know who I love is Mystery Woman. And they went, oh, that's Kelly Martin. That is how Kelly came to the Haley Dean Mystery.
Wow.
I didn't know her name. I didn't know anything about her except that I loved her. And I would be in such distress. I would sit there and binge on Mystery Woman. And I felt like I knew Kelly. So open,
yeah.
and friendly, beautiful, big blue eyes. I just love her. She's perfect for Haley Dean.
I didn't realize that the will to kill is kind of a little bit of your life. Was it therapeutic writing that part of it, that episode?
Well, I've got to tell you, it was hard.
I would assume.
It was upsetting. It was hard. But the viewers wanted an answer. We did it. And it's really interesting the way it plays out, very provocative, and the emotion that Haley goes through, because all this time she's been fighting crime. It's kind of a substitute of fighting crime and finding Will's killer. She's never been able to find his killer. And in this episode, we get those answers.
When this happened to you in real life, you were actually planning to become an English professor, and you abandoned those things to become a great lawyer and address criminal justice. And I'm glad you did that, because I got to tell you are one sparky lady. I mean, I wouldn't want to go up against you in court. Whoa, no way.
I appreciate that. I really do. Because, you know, sometimes the more I try to do the right thing, the more heat I catch. But you know what? You can't take a position, you can't fight for something or take a stand without somebody disliking it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way of the world. You got to keep fighting. I mean, if you let naysayers stop you, I'd still be at home under my bed in Macon, Georgia.
Sure.
You know, no dream would ever come true, no task would ever be completed because you fear what will come, what will be the repercussion. You can't live like that. You can never live your dream. And I got to tell you, seeing Haley Dean come to life with Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, it's a dream beyond anything I could ever really imagine.
Sure.
I'm just so proud.
Well, you know, you and I have talked about this in the past, the fact that Hallmark does great movies. I mean, they do it as if they were going to be shown in theaters nationwide. You know, I mean, they are terrific. But you know, Nancy, I got to be honest with you, okay? With your success, the recipient of several American Women in Radio and Television Awards, the Gracie Awards, which I think would name after you, I'm not sure. And, but all the things that you've done, all right, including writing, Objection was the first book, 11th Victim, Death on the D-List, Murder in the Courthouse, now this series, You would be an outstanding, and maybe you do this sometimes, motivational speaker. Because have you ever spoken at a college graduation?
I have, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And
because
it meant a lot to me to be invited.
Sure.
It's really about not being on TV or none of that. It's about keep going and persevere. You know, you look around. You may not know it, but everybody around you has flaws, has problems. We all do. We all do. You just got to put that one foot forward to make that step, and then one more foot, and then one more step, and suddenly you turn around, you've gone 1,000 miles.
Right. Well said, Nancy. Well said. Nancy, have you enjoyed the process of movie making, and will you dip back into it at some time in the future?
I'm already planning our next movie for Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. I'm already working on it. Let me tell you, just alert. Somebody's going to die, okay? But, yeah, I love it. I love going to the set. We've been filming in Vancouver. I love it up there. I love being in Canada. The people are so friendly to us. We have such a great time. I love being with Kelly and our director. And it's just such a great team. And Hallmark is so supportive. It's like a big family,
mm-hmm.
believe it or not. You know, people say things like that, and they're totally BSing.
Yeah.
It's for real. It's real.
And I wish you were my neighbor. I really do. You're the kind of you're the kind of person I need in my life, you know? How everything has a sunshine glow above it, and there's no dark clouds. You're terrific.
Sometimes I watch TV, and I'm like, what are they saying?
I do that every night.
You know, having been on that side of the business before, on the other side of the camera, I mean, but when I landed in a pot of honey with Hallmark. They are genuine, and it really is like a big family. It's kind of hard to believe because, you know, when people get really successful, they kind of, I don't know, they change. Hallmark's not like that.
No.
The people I work with have been so awesome and so supportive, and they care about the movie. They get involved. They give ideas. They give, you know, critiques. And I've got to say, you know, I think I know everything. I don't. Their opinions have been incredible, and we've incorporated all their opinions and suggestions. They really help.
And they got skin in the game. Well, the Haley Dean Mysteries, A Will to Kill, the third of the three episodes, will be on Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. And, Nancy, don't be a stranger. We love you around here, so please come back. Talk about everything.
I will not, and I want you to watch it and tell me what you thought, okay?
Okay. That's a deal. That'll be a way to get you back, huh?
Thank you so much. You have an awesome day.
Thanks, Nancy. Appreciate it, and good luck this weekend.
Bye,
okay?
Buddy. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Nancy Grace has been our guest. What a dynamo. And there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back to Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. Well, if you've listened to me at all over the years, you know that I'm a car guy. I love cars, collect cars, talk about cars, drive cars, wash cars, just don't repair cars. And we're going to leave that up to our next guest. But I love the show she is part of. She is the host of Velocity's All Girls Garage. I love this concept, and I love the fact that she's in there getting her hands dirty and might be considered, for guys like us, the perfect woman to be with. Joining us right now, Bogie Latiner is here.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. And I meant what I said. You got to be the apple of a car guy's eyes, really and truly. I mean, because, you know, I tell my wife, wash the car, and she can't even figure it out, let alone repair it. But All Girls Garage, back for the ninth season. That is sensational. First of all, you got to tell us how you got started loving cars and repairing them and being so efficient at it. I mean, you're a real pro.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I've been a technician professionally for about 20 years now, and I got into it, honestly, kind of accident. I got my first car when I was 16 years old. It was a little Volkswagen Bug, and it was a piece of junk, as most old Volkswagen Bugs were. I didn't like the way that I felt like I was being treated when I brought my car in for repairs, which it needed all the time. And so I decided to start learning about it myself and wound up enrolling in high school auto shop and kind of surprised myself and surprised everybody else in my life that I really enjoyed working with my hands, and it became something I pursue full time.
So now you're in high school, right? And you're starting to get involved with cars, and not, like I said, just washing them or driving them. You're really getting involved in them. And everybody else is taking cooking and sewing and typewriters. Okay. What did the other girls say?
Well, I'm not that old. That wasn't the thing,
oh, it was,
really,
okay.
In my high school back then. It was, you know, people just thought they didn't understand it. And I think a lot of people, both men and women and guidance counselors and teachers as well as friends, they're like, why would you want to do that? My guidance counselor actually said to me, why on earth would you want to take auto shop? You can go to college. And I thought that was a really like, fascinating statement. Like he was implying that that working on cars is a less than sort of thing. And I definitely didn't agree with that. So I took all of that as a challenge. It made me want to do it more.
That's great.
The more somebody tells me I can't do something, the more I want to do it.
Talking to Bogie Latiner right now, the host of All Girls Garage. It wasn't always All Girls Garage. You had your first shop called 180 Degrees Automotive, and you started it back, let's say about 14 years ago, in your driveway.
I did. I was working at a BMW dealership and was working as a master technician for them, and I decided that I had a crazy idea about that was all about, you know, making everybody feel comfortable and at ease and was accessible for both men and women, and I with very little preparation quit my job, told all of my friends that I was going to start my business in my driveway and to bring me their broken cars. And that's how 180 Degrees was born. And it grew from my driveway to a 8-bay garage. Was at the height, I think we had 9 employees. It was a great business. It was a great shop. It was a lot of fun.
Now, you have the Girl Gang Garage. What is that?
Girl Gang Garage, great question. That is my new shop. It's about 3 years old now. And we don't do typical auto repair. We're not like a shop that you can bring your car to when it's broken. This is a training shop, and we do work classes for women to introduce women into the automotive trades, working with their hands. So welding, metalwork, fabrication, paint work, mechanical work, all of the above. So we have classes and workshops, and we do hands-on opportunities and all-female restorations, and it's all about celebrating and women in the trades and encouraging more women into the trades.
Now, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, and I'm asking this to you very respectfully, are there some men out there that are apprehensive to take their car, in a lot of cases, you know, it's their baby, to a woman? Now, that's a terrible, terrible label to put on, but there's got to be some guys out there that haven't gotten it yet.
There are. I was mostly insulated from it at my shop at 180 Degrees Automotive because people weren't coming into the shop if they weren't okay with women working on their car. When I was at the dealership, I definitely experienced it to some degree. You know, folks were like, oh, she's working on my car? I don't know if I'm comfortable with that.
Right.
And, you know, I think it's a minority. I think there's not that many folks who share that mindset at this point. But it definitely exists. And I think it's important, the team that you're working with who has your back, and, you know, to really support you.
Now, do you go into the major work? I mean, do you rebuild engines, rebuild transmissions? This isn't an oil change. I mean, you go into major restoration and major repair, right?
Yeah. I've done just about everything, from replacing your cup holder, rebuilding your engine, to doing a complete frame-off restoration of a vehicle. I'm not necessarily, like, my strength is mechanical, but I can do just about anything. And I think anybody can do just about anything.
Now, as we mentioned before, the show is back on for its 9th season, and it's on Motor Trend TV Network, and that's Saturday mornings, 11:30 a.m., right, Eastern Time?
It is, yep, on Motor Trend and also on the Motor Trend app. So even if you don't want to watch it on typical TV, you can download the app, and it's super inexpensive to get a membership to it, and you can watch it. You can binge watch all 9 seasons whenever you want.
Where are you located? Where is the garage?
So All Girls Garage, we actually film in Florida.
Oh.
My shop is in Phoenix, Arizona.
Where in Florida?
Just outside of Tampa, in a very nondescript industrial building.
I'm in Orlando. We originate this show from Orlando,
okay.
Florida. And I've got 4 cars. You work on foreign cars?
So the show is a little bit of a different setup. We're not generally open to the public. We do have a way to write in. So on my social media, there's a link in my bio to how to submit your vehicle, but we're generally not. So All Girls Garage is a TV show more than it is a full-time service shop.
But you would come to my house and repair that.
For the right price, you never know.
Okay, because I've got some work for you. I've got the classic cars that I think you could get your hands on, and I'd love to have you do that.
Talk afterwards.
Yeah, we will definitely have to talk afterwards. Well, Bogey, congratulations on the 9th season. And, of course, as we mentioned, it's on Motor Trend TV Network. You can also catch all the episodes by going where, Bogey, again?
To the Motor Trend app. You can get the link to that also in my bio on my social media. Bogey's Garage is where you can find me on Instagram and on Facebook.
Bogey Latiner has been with us. Hey, Bogey, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be watching on Saturday mornings, and please come back and join us again. Let's talk cars, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
What a terrific talent she is. And there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg just 6 weeks before the election has cast an immediate spotlight on the crucial high court vacancy, with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell quickly vowing to bring a vote to whomever President Donald Trump nominates. Democratic nominee Joe Biden vigorously disagreed, declaring that the voters should pick the president and then the president should pick the justice to consider. The impending clash over the vacant seat, when to fill it and with whom, is sure to significantly affect the stretch run of this presidential race, further stirring passions in a nation already reeling from the pandemic that has killed nearly 200,000 people, left millions unemployed, and heightened partisan tensions and anger. The president, in brief remarks to reporters after learning of Ginsburg's death, called her an amazing woman who led an amazing life. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today, and our next guest is extremely interesting, and her book is just that, too. The subject matter sometimes isn't always a subject that you want to talk about. The name of the book is The Crash Detectives, Investigating the World's Most Mysterious Air Disasters. Joining us right now is its author, and also she's a reporter for the New York Times, ABC News, Air and Space Magazine, and the popular blog Flying Lessons, Christine Negroni.
Hi, Ron. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, thank you so much. I have to tell you that I devoured this book. And you and I probably have a lot in common because I know that as a child, your dad used to take you to the end of the runway in Miami to watch all the planes come in and take off. And I can remember my father in a small town in Pennsylvania doing the very same thing to me, getting me hooked very early on airplanes. But you've taken it a step further and over the past 20 years investigating air crashes. This is a subject that a lot of people don't want to talk about. And we're going to talk about it today.
Okay. Before we're done, I'm going to leave you with the point that this is not a downer. This book is not a downer. Mm-mm. This is an upper. This book is an upper.
Right. Well, I'm a fan, and I shouldn't say it that way because it sounds grotesque, but air emergency, why planes crash on NBC, air disasters, only because of the fact. And people think I'm crazy because why do you watch these? Doesn't it scare you? And I'm not the best flyer in the world. But what I find, Christine, is the more you know about this equipment, the better you can understand it. And I think when you are up there at 37,000 feet at 600 miles an hour, you need to understand at least some of the principles, not just, hey, how did this happen?
Right.
How did you get involved with some of these great investigations? Because, you know, they find out how a 747 crashes with something the size of your baby fingernail.
And sometimes it's true. You know, it is, it's a CSI of the air, basically. I mean, the way accidents are investigated and that all of the contributing sciences that go into air accident investigations, it's physics, it's chemistry, it's electrochemistry and magnetics, it's psychology and human performance, it's ergonomics, it's a lot of things, and they all come together, and that's what I find so fascinating, and I suspect that's why you like it so much, is because it's not simple, it's complex, but ultimately logical. And if you can boil it down to, this happened because of these logical series of events, I think it does give you some control back. So you don't feel like I'm hurtling through the air in this great, like, magic of an airplane. It's not magic. It's completely logical. It goes with the laws of physics. And, you know, and I think understanding that's your way of sort of coping with aviation is that you realize that, you know, the more I know about it, the more sense it all makes. I think that's a sensible way to go at it.
Well, and I also think that you have to appreciate the fact that all of the things that occur in a flight are so well gone over and still the safest way to travel. I mean, the problem with airline crashes is they gain so much notoriety because it's such a catastrophic event. 200 people, 150 people, 17 people, where you have more people dying on a weekend on highways. You just don't hear about it because it's 1, 2, 3 at a time.
Yes, because they die one at a time. Yeah. Exactly. It's exactly correct. Yeah. It's exactly correct. And plus, we only hear about the big events. You know, an airliner crashes and 70 people die. Trust me, everyone hears that news. But they don't hear the news necessarily when an airplane lands with no gear and, you know, and it skids to safety. Okay, it might make the evening news, but you don't hear about that accident. You don't hear about the turbulence event in which three people might have gotten, you know, bumped around, but everybody landed and everything was fine. But those are the bulk. Those non-fatal events are the bulk of accidents, and the reason they're the bulk of accidents is because we've learned how to handle even situations when they go awry. So at the beginning of our conversation, Ron, I said my book is not a downer. This is why, because there's a big section at the end of the book where I talk about how we learn from the success, the Sullenbergers of the world. Sullenberger, well, he did write a lovely blog, a lovely blurb for my book. He's not in my book. And that's intentional because Sullenberger is not the only person out there who pulls the fat out of the fire. And in the end of my book, I interview 6 airline pilots who had remarkable saves, near catastrophes, catastrophes averted. And they were averted by one thing, the quick thinking, novel problem solving skills of the people in the front of the airplane. It's such an important lesson. Why? Not because your chances of being on one of those near disasters is so great, but because I think all of us in our daily lives and everything we do, radio hosting, writing books, being a parent, we can learn from success that in ways that will make us all perform better in life. And that's the, when I said uplifting, that's the uplifting message in my book.
You know, I hear so many times about entertainers who are lost in airplane crashes. Luciano Pavarotti was in an airplane crash of a big airplane, I mean like a 707, and survived. That story never hit the headlines. I mean, these are things that are, you know, buried because it's not big news. But you talk about the chain of events. The result of an accident is never one circumstance. It's always a chain of events. And I know that to be the case because I watch all these television shows, okay? What amazes me is that how you come up with the different solutions, and you call it
Occam's Razor. Well, he was a philosopher. His philosophy was that simplicity really does matter. The things are much more likely to happen by a simple means than a complex means. And I use that basically to refute some of these theories about what happened on Malaysia 370. You know, that somebody took control of the airplane from the E&E Bay and, you know, flew it to Kazakhstan, or that, you know, the plane was taken to Diego Garcia where the government is conducting experiments. I mean, there's all sorts of nonsensical theories about what happened to Malaysia 370. And when I took on, you know, my theory about what happened to Malaysia 370, what I wanted to do was say, look, what do we know has happened that's similar to what happened here? Because if it's happened before, that already tells me it's possible, as opposed to, you know, somebody hijacked the plane using some sort of, you know, digital blah, 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 and flew it off to, you know, to parts unknown. That hasn't happened before, therefore it's less likely to happen. So really, I use Occam's Razor to basically say, you know, what do we know could have happened? And that's where I start. That's my starting point for what happened to Malaysia 370, which I theorize about in my book.
There's a fascinating pictorial, too. A couple of things that really grabbed me was the crash of Helos Flight 522, where they failed to set the pressurization when they took off from Cyprus, which really began the checklist routine. The other thing was the Comet. You know, that always kind of got me. That plane had so many problems in the first 2 years, just falling apart in the air, even though it was a very uniquely styled airplane with the engines built into the wings. And I remember this as a child when Secretary of the UN Dag Hammarskjöld was killed in a plane crash in 1961. And I didn't realize he was in a DC-6, kind of an antiquated piece of equipment for somebody that high up on the ladder.
Yeah, you know, they use charters. The UN has its own air service. Basically, they have a whole air operation in which they fly dignitaries around. And these are not necessarily the newest aircraft. So, you know, I don't know the politics that go on in the UN, but I suspect that that was the case back then as well. You talked about a number of different things in my book. I guess the one I'd like to talk about is the Helios 522, because it really is a remarkable story. And, you know, this was a case somewhat similar. I mean, this really is the building block for my theory about what happened to Malaysia 370. People don't know about Helios 522, and it's kind of a crazy story. The pilots took off from Cyprus and they failed to pressurize the aircraft. And as it exceeded 12,000 feet inside, the masks dropped and the pilots got a warning, but they were already mentally compromised and they didn't actually respond the way they should have, which is to get that airplane back down to where people could breathe unassisted.
Right.
Instead, the airplane continued to fly and the pilots tried to diagnose the problem, getting stupider and stupider with every minute. And when I say stupid, I mean because they didn't have enough oxygen to keep their brains working. So there they were making stupid mistakes and errors in judgment as the plane continued to fly on automatic pilot until finally they passed out.
Yeah.
And in the back, all these passengers with oxygen masks on also passed out. And the plane continued to fly until it ran out of fuel and crashed into a mountain. Now that's really, as far as I'm concerned, a blueprint of what happened on Malaysia 370 with some differences in the facts. But all the other behavior of that airplane, turning around, flying north, flying west, flying south, it makes no logical sense. And that's why I attribute that airplane accident, Malaysia 370, to a similar case of pilots being robbed of their ability to think because they didn't have enough oxygen.
Wow, fascinating stuff. Thanks, Christine, and we want to have you back.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Our guest has been Christine Negroni, the author of the book, The Crash Detectives, Investigating the World's Most Mysterious Air Disasters. The more you learn about flight, the more you feel safer. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Ron Sedgy today, nationwide and around the world. I never knew this, and it's a very important subject, and I didn't know they had a month earmarked for this. It's very important, 12 months out of the year, and September is National Suicide Month. I have a statistic here that says in the United States, the suicide rate has hit a 50-year high, which is unbelievable, and 90% of people who die by suicide have potentially a treatable mental health condition, which is even more saddening. Joining us right now is the president of Behavioral Health and EAP at Aetna, Dr. Kara McNulta. Hi, doctor. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you, Ron?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Those are very frightening statistics, and now with this COVID-19 impacting even more. Tell us a little bit about what the September National Recognition of Suicide Prevention Month does.
Great. Happy to. So National Suicide Prevention Month is a tool that we use to highlight the importance of ongoing conversations regarding the importance of mental health well-being and to shine a light on resources available, community support, and reducing stigma and reducing stigma is so important because we know that people often are hesitant to seek care. And especially during this time, COVID-19 pandemic is further threatening the mental health of Americans. In fact, a recent CDC study found that we see an increase when we look at the population of 18 to 24, that 1 in 4 of those young adults over the last 30 days has seriously considered suicide. I mean, it's so important we're having these conversations.
What reasons are for having someone that age? I mean, I know that there's a lot of peer pressure, you know, in those very sensitive years between 10 and 24, pressure to do well in school, pressure to date, pressure to be socially active, all the things that we've all gone through over our years. Why is the problem so defined now than it was 50 years ago?
Sure. Well, you know, if we look at that young adult population, they are technically savvy. They are engaged via social media. Oftentimes, social media shows and depicts the young adult life or what they're viewing as one big vacation. People are beautiful, they're perfect, they have all of these things, and it causes stress and anxiety in that young adult population. I also see that young adult population, although they are very, very connected, feeling socially isolated because they are experiencing a lot of grief and loss. You know, maybe they didn't get to go to college because college now with the pandemic is online, or maybe they didn't get to go to graduation or prom was canceled, don't get to be around family and friends. And it is really hard for that young adult population to understand that this is a snapshot in time, and it won't always be like this.
Could social media be both an asset and a liability? And the reason I say that is because they always say, you need to talk to somebody. Don't keep this inside. You need to go to somebody. Social media permits that from happening. It's an avenue where you can talk to people, and you can talk to people even not face-to-face because you're not in that environment. On the other hand, it can, as you mentioned, get people depressed because they hear what other individuals are doing, and they're not doing it. I mean, so it's a double-edged sword, is it not?
Absolutely, but we can and do use social media to get the word out. So we post a lot on available resources, talking about that it's okay not to feel okay, that grief and loss and anxiety and depression are normal part of, you know, often growing up, and you're not alone. So social media is also a positive way to get out messages to the community broadly.
The other thing that always bewildered me is that a lot of people think that just because they're not feeling up to par, they're alone. And I think a lot of people also have the opinion that somebody who's successful and has a great, exciting life doesn't fall into this category. And we have found out from individuals like Robin Williams, you know, a very outward, enthusiastic people person, it has some deep, very dark moments that we don't know about. And those are very
right.
difficult to recognize, are they not? And certainly you can't monitor a person 24 hours a day to see that. How do you stay on top of this? Because a lot of people just don't want to reach out for help or don't know how, or are ashamed.
Sure. It's really important to understand the warning signs. And most people are putting out warning signs. Here's some examples. So you might see a family member or a friend who is acting anxious or agitated or restless or experiencing severe mood swings, or maybe feeling hopeless and talking about being a burden or utilizing alcohol and drugs in a way to self-soothe. You might see someone that is socially withdrawing or isolating, and that can be tricky in this pandemic, but you know, maybe they're backing away from things that they normally want. It's important for us to know those warning signs and then to take action on those warning signs, which means having courageous conversations, check in on people, and not making assumptions. So asking someone, how are you? I've noticed you seem anxious lately. Are you really okay? And if they say, you know, I'm really struggling, or I'm having a hard time, or no, I don't know how I am, having the courage to say, You know, I'm wondering if you're thinking about harming yourself, because you're not alone. There are resources. When we open up the conversation, I can tell you these conversations save lives.
And, you know, the thing about it is I know that, you know, different communities have different problems, but whether it's a black community, a white community, a Hispanic community, it doesn't make any difference what nationality you are. It hits all angles. Now, this preventive hotline is 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-TALK. Doctor, where can we go for more information?
Absolutely. You can go to cvshealth.com/suicide prevention.
I would love to have you come back. I know you're on a horrendous busy schedule, to come back and talk more about this, because this is, as I mentioned before, something that is so important. Now during this pandemic, you hear the president say, you know, if we continue to close America, it's going to cause mental health and even suicides. And I concur with that. And going back to the last big numbers, 1941, that was the beginning of World War II. So you never know what factors can spark suicide, and we got to stay on top of it all the time. And September is a month that we really bring it to the forefront. Doctor, would you come back?
Absolutely. Happy to.
Thank you so much and for the work that you're doing.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Our guest has been Dr. Kara McNulty, and she is a doctor and president of Behavioral Health and EAP at Aetna. And Suicide Prevention Month is September. Boy, that's serious stuff. We're going to pause for a second. There is more to come live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segee Today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I'm Wayne Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Alaroot listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Well, that's going to wrap things up for hour number one of Ron Segi Today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests for joining us this first hour, and they include Nancy Grace, Bogie Latiner from the TV show All Girls Garage, author and very interesting lady, and no doubt about it, Crash Detectives author Christine Negroni, and Dr. Kara McNulty. Next hour, one of the hosts of American Ninja Warriors, Akbar Bajabiamila, will be joining us. Ed Meyer from Ripley's Believe It or Not, talking about presidential memorabilia. Country music sensation Rhonda Vincent and Mike Limburger talking about fraud in the government assistance program. And that's coming up next hour with Ron Segi Today. So stick with us.